Hey, it's me, Richie T, and I'm at the 2013 Big Ass Show. We're visiting with the guys from Solar Suit. They're our opening act from the Big Ass Show this year. Thanks for being here, you guys. I'm going to ask you one thing. First of all, as you guys are, you know, sharing chairs, etc., you're going to have to get really close on the microphones or bring them to your face. And I love that you all just leaned in unison. And now we're leaning in.
Here we go.
Solar Suit. We've chatted a little bit. I met you guys because you competed in the Battle of Bands out at the Salt Lake County Fairgrounds.
Yeah, that's right.
And you guys are all from Salt Lake, is that right?
Yeah, just holidays. So yeah, Salt Lake.
Olympus High School.
That's right.
And then I go to East High.
Border goes to East. Yeah.
Okay. What's the deal with that?
That's just where I go.
Are you from a different? Different neighborhood or what's
it? Yeah, you know, I don't live right by them.
So how is it that you know the four of them?
They kind of just found me.
Yeah, we found him.
Yeah. Our friends in there.
Actually, he was dating a friend of ours, and then we...
Oh, yeah.
And then I just...
Oh, yeah, that's how it was.
It's always how it is. It's always the girlfriend in the situation, isn't it?
And it went really well with that girl, I'm guessing, it sounds like.
Definitely.
That's too bad. Oh, man. You guys are all seniors in high school, is that?
That's right, yeah.
Cool. So the big year then, right?
Yeah. Seniors.
I thought it was funny. I was sitting down front. I don't know if you guys saw me. But I was down with the photographers because I didn't want to deal with everybody else, and I can. And so I was sitting down there, and you guys walk out on stage, and I hear everyone behind me, and they said, "Oh, they're so little. Those guys are so
little.
These guys are
Porter's little. We're tall."
Well, no. But I think they just meant age.
Oh, I'm offended.
Sure. And then you guys get finished, and everyone's like, "Where are they going to be? Where are they going to be at? Where are they standing at? Where are they going to meet people at?"
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's awesome.
We were unloading the car, and I was moving around to get the car. The parking garage just over here, I think, or over there. I'm not sure. Oh, it's right below us, actually.
Yeah.
But I was going out there, and there's this big crowd of people at our merch tent, and I like kind of got stuck. And they're like, "Hey, like sign this," and I'm like, "Where's my band?" I'm calling them, like, "Guys, bring it over."
Well,
and they're getting the car, they're trying to load up and stuff, and I kind of just ditched them. I'm sorry, guys.
Right in the beginning of the show, Ethan and Matt and Luke, they wouldn't even let them in because they thought they were just some kids trying to sneak in.
They're like, "Whoa, you're not in a band. You're in the wrong spot. The gate's over there." And we're like, "No,
talk to him for
like
10 minutes.
We're definitely in the band.
We're playing this show."
Yeah.
No. I know better. Yeah. Let me just go ahead and petty authority away you.
Go see some IDs.
Yeah.
You're
like,
didn't have any,
it's your little Solar Suit ID. So how is it? How do you guys feel after that show?
I thought we did really well.
That was very surreal. Yeah. That was awesome.
It was an amazing experience. You know, I think hopefully we've gained a lot of fans from today. I mean,
people seem pretty pumped.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of CDs got bought after this.
Yeah, we got to do an album. So
yeah, when's that? What's the deal with that?
Working on it.
We're writing right now, but we want to get. You know, we just recorded at Metcom with that last EP.
Okay.
And we're probably going to do that again. Maybe we're going to start maybe working in the winter if we get the money up. We're going to probably do a Kickstarter. So watch for that, I guess.
Cool. You know? People find you on social media at Solar Suit.
Yeah, facebook.com/SolarSuit. On Instagram, at Solar Suit, Solar Suit Band. It's either Solar Suit or Solar Suit Band on every social media.
When I talked to you guys last, I talked to you about actually getting a Solar Suit. I didn't see it today. I was a little bit disappointed.
Yeah. Did you not see the two S's on there?
I saw the
it
two
wasn't, S's. It wasn't quite the logo, but it was.
Well, I purchased some Solar Suits for the band.
Oh, okay. literal solar suits.
I want a literal Solar Suit.
They are in my software.
They're very goofy.
And they're extremely hot.
Yeah, I mean, like,
sweatsuits.
Yeah, do you know what a solar suit is?
Sure, it's a thing that makes it so you can lose weight.
It's because you sweat a ton. It's like a heat seeker. It's awesome. Insane. But they're funny. We probably will play a show with those.
So maybe for the winter shows?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be nice. At Kilby Court, yeah.
Yeah, right?
It's cold there.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly. So, but what I want to ask, though, is with school coming back, right? You guys haven't started back, or did you start?
No, we
just started,
This Wednesday was our first day.
So that kind of sucks, right? It's like, I mean, hey, I'm part of a really cool band that's breaking.
Yeah.
Teacher, do I have to be here?
Actually, should I tell the story for her?
Which one?
You know what I'm doing it. Today I'm in the musical program.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the gala was going on. And it's like this, you know, musical production. And I missed practice. And I forgot to tell them that we were having the show. And she was pretty mad.
Uh-huh.
She was really mad. And, I mean, I don't think she understands that we're in a band that's, you know, breaking the... You know, it's just getting out, you know? And so, I mean, it's kind of funny because it's like, since we are in high school, even here, like when we were coming down, when you guys were interviewing Capital Cities, so I was coming down here and I was like, we're like at the gate right there and they couldn't let us in. And I'm like, and they're like, "Oh, no, you can't get through here." And I'm like, taps my thing, and they're like, oh, yeah, you guys can come on through. So it's funny because, you know, being in high school, it is not hard. I mean, it is hard to be in a band that's trying to get out there because we're just a bunch of kids that love doing what we do, you know?
The kid thing, no, it's hard to look past the kid thing. Everyone's like, oh, these, you know, they have a band. Oh, the band, you know, it's not special.
It's a high school band, yeah. You know, way to go.
But we're trying
to
really push our music out there and trying to get it going.
Well, it's an interesting thing. We teased you before the show about you guys all LDS kids.
Yeah.
And there's that obvious after high school, you know, after high school year, I mean, you can go on missions. Maybe some of you will, maybe some of you won't.
Mm-hmm.
Is there plans for that? Like, we're all going to go at the same time, then we can go home at the same time, or
I
rock the MTC?
What'll happen is we'll just see how it goes. I think it's all just we're going to play it by ear. I mean, that's all I can say about now.
You know, try our best and do as much as we can before we go, and –
you know, if something happens, and yeah, and if something not, you know.
Drop an album and then go out and come back.
Yeah, something like that. We've thought about it. It's constantly on our minds.
At present, though, do all you guys intend to go?
Yeah. Currently, yeah.
Yeah. Remind me your name again.
Ethan,
come to the mic real quick. I was talking to, I think it was your mom, which, by the way, I love each and every one of your parents that I got to talk to. They all kind of gathered together. And
that's why we're classified as a high school band.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sure. Grandma's in the band. Grandma. But I was talking to your mom, and I said, okay, well, usually you got the lead singer where all the ladies are like, oh, the lead singer, that's the guy that we go after. But you're going to have to watch out for you.
Woo!
That kind of quiet bass, you know, just kind of sitting on the side, quiet, boyish bass, man. Lady killer.
We'll see about that. But okay.
Yeah, we'll see about that for sure.
he kills the ladies already.
Oh, he already does. Yeah.
Do you really?
He's got a girlfriend.
No. Of course he does. He has a girlfriend.
Just no.
And what about the rest of you guys? You guys hooked up?
Have we hooked up?
I remember his girlfriend.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, you tried to set. Remember that?
I tried to set you up with
the
girl. Didn't work.
Didn't work.
Thank you, though.
Yeah. I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, it was worth
the
try.
No, but definitely being in a band. I mean, girls. You know, it's always been this way. But girls are definitely a perk. You know, it's always been that way with any band. You know, it's awesome. I guess.
Did you get a little bit of that today?
Oh, you should have seen.
We probably took 25 pictures with girls, if not more.
I would make even more.
Yeah, for sure. And then. Just everyone, oh, come sign our stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh,
it was kind of cool.
But you kind of go, this is sort of ridiculous. This is really life. And
I was
kind of
like,
this is our life. This is our life.
I was like, is this happening right now? Like, no, it's funny because it was surreal because they're like, we're just a local band. And not to mention, we're kids. And so it's like the fact that we came in and I had a group of people just swarming around our merch table. It was just. It was overwhelming. It was awesome.
What about first time you heard the song on the radio? We've been playing it a bunch in the last week.
See, I was in Boston, so I was at the Berklee program. I called you. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get to hear it, but all these guys were doing it. I got the files. You guys sent us the files and the links, and I was listening to them. And I was at this camp with all these different artists that were there, you know, at the songwriting workshop. And, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I didn't boast at all, but, you know, I'd go and play it and be like, oh, they're talking about my band. That's pretty interesting right here.
Isn't that something? Huh. What were you saying?
Yeah, no, I was actually mowing lawns with my friend. That's what I did for money. And I was like, no, you got to stop mowing lawns because I got to listen to this. I started playing it, and I was just dancing in the car.
Hashtag high school band.
I love that.
I was killing it. Oh, it was amazing.
He drops mower.
Turn it up.
No, yeah, Luke actually called me. He's like, dude, it's coming on. I was like, I gotta stop. I ran to his car, I took his keys, turned it on. I was like, this is our song. Woo! I was freaking out. It was so awesome.
No, it was amazing, man. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was really awesome.
That reminds me, have you guys seen that movie, That Thing You Do?
Yeah.
Where they finally hear their song and they all kind of gather together.
Yeah, they run in the shop. They're like, oh,
it's our song. And then it gets done.
Yeah.
This movie's awesome.
Album, hopefully wintertime, UCS said.
Yeah, we'll go in to work on it in the winter. Yeah. I would expect. There's something before for
like
sure.
Right
before,
now we have like three new songs. You know?
Yeah, before
four.
We will definitely
we
have
one
before we leave in our missions.
Played one brand new one today.
Yeah, and here was the thing. I was like, you guys started into your third song, and I saw the time call on it.
Yeah.
And you guys played not Twin Tropic, and I was like, what?
I know.
I about, you know.
Yeah,
yeah we kind of like bargained with it because he was like 5 minutes, and I'm like,
yeah, we're like just go.
Because Twin Tropic's only like 2.5 minutes.
Sure.
And so we went in with this newer one, and we're like, hope you have time. And he's like, we were 16 seconds over.
Yeah.
So we were just barely over, so it was perfect.
No, it was great though. But I was like, come on, no, get the, I know. Get the twin, come
I
on.
I didn't think we were gonna be able.
Why
to
would
play
we
it.
Not? Of course, we'd play the song on the radio. Of course.
That's the thing I was.
Oh,
saying.
Of course.
I'm
are these guys stupid? Are these guys dumb?
They didn't have a keyboard stand. Now they're not playing the hit. Play the hit that I love. I want.
Oh yeah, we moved the stand for you. Remember that?
Yeah.
I got good.
One. It was funny. One of your parents came over to me and said, "Look, we bought a stand. Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have cred now? They're like, we want parent cred or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That. I was like, yeah, that's fine.
Parents. No, yeah.
Thanks. They were putting a little support behind him. So you guys can find it. iTunes, I know.
Yeah, you can go on our Facebook. Anywhere, it'll have the links there. But iTunes is probably the best place. But I mean, if you've heard of Bandcamp. Go to our band
SoundCloud.
Camp. We get more money from that, and so that'll fund the album more if you want to go there. But iTunes, we're on most providers, actually. I'd say almost
we're
all
we're on
of them.
SoundCloud now, aren't we?
Yeah, we're now on SoundCloud. So, I mean, just go there and you
like
can
Spotify
get
Spotify, too.
Yeah, Spotify as well.
And if you follow me on Twitter, at Richie T. Stedman, they're going to be involved with the project I'm doing coming up at the end of September if you want to hear them again. So,
all right.
You can follow that there, too. Thanks, you guys.
Awesome.
The guys
thanks
from
so
Solar
much, Rich.
Suit.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have an awesome senior year, guys.
Yeah.
Follow me this summer. We'll hang out.
Woo!
Thanks, Richie.
Thank you.